الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with Iranian commanders and senior military officials in the Imam Khomeini Hosseini on April 16, 2023. What happened in Iraq? The arrival of the Americans there was not a joke. It was a real, very serious, comprehensive war in which all the ground forces and all the air forces of the United States were used in Iraq. It was almost the same in Afghanistan. They started the war there a bit earlier than in Iraq. Well, were these coincidental? Was it coincidence that these things happen in the east and the west of Iran in a short time span? It definitely could not have been a coincidence. There was a plan behind these. Now they may have had certain interest in Iraq or some faint interest in Afghanistan, but those interests did not necessitate such wars. This war is aimed at Islamic Iran. When one looks at what happened, there is no doubt that the goal of these two wars was Islamic Iran. Now, one can understand this in different ways and according to different analyses that are not difficult to make. They bring up false excuses. For example, they use one excuse in this place and another excuse in that place. They come and start a war. We need to pay attention to who our enemy is.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Now, fortunately, the foundation of the revolution is a strong foundation. The reason I keep repeating this is because I want you to think about this. The foundations of the revolution are very strong. That is why the other side failed in both cases. They very obviously failed, and the failure was accompanied by the rapid development of the Islamic Republic. This was something that they did not want and had not thought about. May God have mercy on Martyr Qasem Soleimani for his role in this war, truly unparalleled. I know this because I was closely informed on the events that were taking place. May God elevate his status. So the enemy failed despite its plans. Now let's draw a conclusion from this. The conclusion we can draw from this is that the enemy's seemingly comprehensive, convincing, solid calculations can definitely be defeated. Let's not forget this. Let's make this a part of all our current calculations. It's true, the enemy has a strong intelligence system, a strong system for calculating matters, good armed forces, and much money. All of these things are true, but it is also definitely possible for one to defeat their calculations. They can be defeated if we act rationally without giving up. If we keep track of all the efforts that the enemy is making, they can be defeated.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.